How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, how you doing, Tom?
Well, I'd say I'm doing okay, but actually I think I've been struggling quite a lot this week, if I'm honest, which we are encouraged to be, aren't we?
You were definitely encouraged to be. What? How so? How have you been feeling different?
Well, just sort of, just finding everything a bit heavier. Is that a fair assessment? Or just sort of a bit like, despondent, you know, a bit kind of like, and what's the point, you know, what's the point in that, what's the point? I know it's not real, I know it's not rational, it's like a it's like a sort of a papier-mâché version of the world, but
yes
I've been sort of struggling quite a lot. I'm not sleeping and stuff, and I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I've been finding Mondays especially hard.
Yes, yeah,
I'm like, oh my goodness me, another week of this.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah, exactly. Well, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, I think Mondays can be difficult because it's not, and I think as well, like the normal things that we distract ourselves from with aren't at our fingertips, so that's tough. We have to find other things, don't we?
I think it's quite hard because you sort of want to be like thinking, I should be doing something, I should be creating, or I should be learning something, I should be learning a language.
Yes.
I should be like, I should be painting, I should be writing my book, I should come up with a sitcom idea,
yeah,
and I also should be doing a funny video. And I think it's quite hard. I think, like, earlier this week, I had to just sort of go, today is the day where I watch loads of cooking programmes.
That's very good. I think that's
very good. And I just thought, that's all I want to do. I want to watch some cooking programmes, and then I'm going to think about what I'm going to cook. And then I'm going to cook, and that's all I can manage today.
But all praise to you, because you've done the right thing. You've acknowledged that that's how you feel, and then you've taken steps to make it better.
I think that's it. And I think it's quite tough to, like, I think you, I mean, I guess it's like what we're like in normal times as well, where you're constantly thinking, is everyone doing amazing things? Is everyone at the party and I'm not invited?
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Is everyone doing a thing that I'm not doing? Should I be doing a thing right now? But I've been finding that exercise has been helping.
Yeah, me too. Me too, yeah. I do, even if I just do like a half hour workout of one that I've been sent, or one that I've had, you know, or something online or something, that really does help.
Yeah, I think so too.
And a friend of mine gave me the advice of don't listen to sad music, which I'd fallen into a, I do it sometimes, but Joanne,
I mean, you've been doing that since you were about 14, haven't you?
I know, right? But Joanne Newsom, who I love, suddenly was like, I was like, I don't know if this is helping or not, you know?
Just listening to, like, all the sad songs from Sondheim musicals.
Oh, yeah, hello, George. I mean, just sort of, and I put on a bit of Aretha Franklin this morning and I felt a lot better.
That's very good. That's a nice thing to do. We put on some Dua Lipa as we were doing our arm workout.
I listened to Dua Lipa yesterday, and I was like, because everyone is always putting Dua Lipa on their Instagram stories, like,
all the cool cats,
all the cool cats, yeah, particularly the gay ones. The gay ones love her, don't they? They say she's reinvented pop music, but I liked her, and I realised I knew some of her songs anyway. I'm not very good at knowing about. I'm just correcting myself there because I was about to slip into the whole thing that we're just talking about, literally a whole. Of going, I'm not good at that. Like, what? Like, who is good at pop music? Like, it's literally by
Dua Lipa. The gays are telling you, Tom. You just need to listen to them.
When will you listen?
But no, it's so easy to do that. That's I bought some paint by numbers and I completely fucked it up.
And I was like, well, this is it, isn't it? I'm just crap at art. I was always crap at art. Why am I trying to be good at art? Why do I think a pandemic's going to mean that I'm good at art?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's so funny. Yeah.
But actually, it was fine. Oh. I misplaced it. I did a wrong colour in a wrong number. But do you know what? In the end, it just looked like a choice.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And actually, that's the task, is to... I think that's with... Whenever I've tried to do any kind of art, like visual art, it's about the... Which I've not done very often, I hasten to add. So please don't...
You've got a nice thing that you painted in your room.
I'm very proud of that. Thank you for saying that. But, I mean, I think that for me, that was about going, actually, I don't have to beat myself up, and whatever I come up with is good enough. That was the...
Did you just go and buy a canvas?
Yeah, I had to go to Hobbycraft.
If you're crafting, yeah. You know,
and that was I just learned to drive as well. It was a big change for me. I had to go to Hobbycraft and park. Oh, I had a nightmare about parking last night.
Nightmare. Did you have to reverse into a space?
Yes, I was trying to find a parking space. Oh, parking nightmare. Gets me so anxious.
When you painted it at home, did you put on one of your dad's shirts backwards?
Yes, I did. I put up an easel in the garden and a plastic sheet down. And there's blocks of watercolours out, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Do you remember taking one of your dad's shirts to schools to do that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. They were wearing massive as well. Now.
Yeah, huge. Now,
I recently tried on one of my dad's old suits and it doesn't fit. It's too
that
small.
That is a real kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, a moment.
Tom, we're not going to talk about sad things. Come on.
We're not going to talk about sad things. You're right.
Were you listening to... Gershwin and trying your dad's suits.
Yeah. I have been a bit more tearful this week.
But so. I think it's okay. I think, A, it's really good to say that because I think that lots of us are. But, I mean, you know me, Tom, I'm tearful most of the time. But, you know, I can cry at the drop of a hat. Sometimes I cry when I drop my hat.
I've seen you do that.
It's a very nice hat. But, but I also think it's... You know, it's good to say, oh, I'm having real trouble with this, or I'm not really coping, because I think that lots of us are feeling like that. And then you sort of get bombarded, don't you, on Instagram and Facebook of people going, look what we've done today.
We've
done a dance routine with the whole family. or whatever it is. And that's lovely, but sometimes you can't manage that.
Well, and I think as well, I do think it's perhaps a thing that affects a lot of LGBTQ plus people, particularly at this point when there aren't the kind of traditional means of distracting themselves. Connecting, exactly, yeah.
Or just being in a room full of gay people.
Well, yes, and that, I think it is, I mean, it sounds ridiculous to some, I suppose, but I think it is a slightly different experience of the world when you feel disconnected anyway, and then suddenly you are disconnected. I think that's quite hard, isn't it?
I think that there's something, I don't know, well, I'm sure, but I think you'll agree. But, you know, just walking through, say, Soho and seeing, you know, men holding hands or women holding hands, there's something really calming. I don't even know if calming is the right word, but there's something that's sort of a reassurance, like a hug, of seeing others.
Yes,
I mean, exactly. Alice and I got so excited because we realised there's some gay men that live in our block. We saw them the other day.
Aren't they the gays that I've met? Haven't I met some gays?
Oh, you've met some gays in our block. Maybe it is them.
Has one of them got glasses?
Is he a very handsome ginger man?
He's not ginger, no.
So there's more than... But we saw some very handsome boys.
My experience has been like, I'm the only one anywhere. And then you look around and they're bloody everywhere.
They're bloody everywhere.
You can't
move for us.
Are they on the same floor as you, or are they slightly lower down?
No, I can see them from my balcony. I was having a really good look.
Oh.
Having a really good look. Great. And then tried to, like, smile at them, but I think I'm too far away for them to read me as... Well, I don't know whether they would be like, oh, look, a lesbian.
It's quite a terrifying sight, I imagine.
Me on my balcony. Yeah, and I was nude. I don't know if that makes a difference. I was nude on my balcony.
Of course you were, watering your geraniums.
Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
But I think that it's I think it's good to point out that and I'm sure people will be very comforted to hear that someone who is, you know, confident like you are and so funny and so you know, and has such a lovely, exciting life, is finding this as hard as they are. I think that a lot of people would be sort of, I think people would be sort of relieved to hear that, you know, that you're, that we're all in the same boat.
Yes, I think that's it. I suppose that's it.
And I think being honest about that sort of thing is really great.
Yeah. Oh, well, well, I don't know. I mean, it's that sort of, you know, you have sort of phases where you're like, well, everything's shit. And like, even the best thing, the best thing that you have that you know is like your key quality or your favorite thing in your room or whatever, it's suddenly like, well, that's shit. That's shit. I hate that. Like, oh, other people wouldn't have that. Other people would have a better one than that. Oh, other people, you're going to, you know, they don't, you know, they don't, they don't.
It, and it's so easy to pull like ourselves apart, isn't it?
And it? Yeah, exactly. Like you do something, like you do an exercise routine and you're like, well, other people would be able to do this better. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm just completely agreeing with you, Tom. I put a silly video online of me dancing to the Skype ringtone.
I love it.
We've all got to please ourselves. And it got so many likes and so many retweets and lots of funny things. And some comics, a couple of comedian type people from America said it was so funny, and I was so delighted because I was like, oh my God, you've seen a thing that I've done that's been funny and you found it funny and that's really great. And then of course there's like three people that are like, what is this? How is she a comedian? And of course they're the things I'm like, oh, I'm so silly. I should, like, ignoring the fact that it got, you know, thousands of likes and retweets. But instead I just look at the one person that's going, this is embarrassing. Yeah. Who is she?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we focus on, isn't it? It's so easy to focus on those things.
I know. And it's so hard as well because people go like, you're just going to shake it off. And it's like, where do I shake it? How do I shake it off? Yeah, like the advice stops at a point. Like, you just need to ignore those ones. Like, but I'm evidently not able to ignore them because I'm talking about it.
What you're missing is that I'm a human.
Yeah.
I think people that genuinely don't, I mean, we all know the people on Twitter and whatever else who are just like, do you know what? I don't care what people think. And you think, I think you might be a sociopath.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
either you're lying or you're mad.
Well, it's like, I mean, there's people who just really breezy about relationships and stuff and who are just like, just a bit of fun, it's fine. And you're like, well, good for you. But like, I don't know how people are able to be like that. Who are these people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly feeling this is too much to bear.
Yeah, it's heavy overcoat I've got on. I don't know where the buttons are.
I don't know how to get it off.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's me. I hope it's not bringing anybody down by me mentioning.
No, I think
I am fine. Sure. I will be fine.
Of course you will.
I think just being kind and just doing little things are
absolutely. It's the little things we do together.
Oh, do together. Of course, that's about relationships. But
it could be about our friendship, Tom. You just have to repackage it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think as well, shout out to anybody who's feeling particularly, you don't have to be part of the LGBTQ+ community, but anybody who's...
Anyone that feels a little like an outsider, maybe.
Yes, I think as well, I think there's a thing on the BBC website about people moving back to that. Obviously, I have some experience with that, and I'm very lucky. I'm very, get on with my family, and they're great. But I think sometimes it's hard if you're not surrounded by people who totally get your point of view, your point of reference in the world. And I think sometimes, having to explain or not wanting to explain it, or feeling like, oh, if I explain it, it'll embarrass them or something. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too deep.
100%. Or if I'm really being myself, am I being too this or am I being too that? And will there be a comment about how I'm behaving or something? But yeah, I think that's tough.
Yeah, that's really tough. Be tough, I think. And I think, and then compounded with the sort of guilt of like, oh, God, wow. Like, I get snappy and I'm like, why, oh, God, why am I such a terrible son? Oh, God, I'm so, so horrible. But I think...
But you're not. You're lovely.
Well, I had my good days.
Well.
I made a risotto yesterday for Mum and Dad.
Oh, what was it?
Mushrooms. I tried to do a Jamie Oliver recipe. But the thing is, Mum and Dad didn't put the clock forward in the kitchen. So I thought we were eating at 8. We ended up eating at like 9:15. I mean, who do I think my parents are? Berlusconi or something? Like, I can't. And I felt so guilty that I'd like made them like, you know, indulge like in this kind of elaborate risotto. It took like an hour to make. I was starving. I'm having crisps. And it's 9:00. I mean, what am I doing?
But was it nice?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right. It was nice. Yeah. It was nice.
The thing is, the rotten risotto, it's ever so needy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to keep tending to it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We had some halloumi beforehand, so that was nice.
Oh, nice. We had halloumi last night, Tom.
Oh, I thought it was in short supply, but I found some and I thought, well, I'll have it. It's lovely, isn't it? What do you do?
So nice. We did. I did halloumi fajitas.
Halloumi fajitas is
what do you think of that?
A Mexican drag queen.
I love her work. I can't wait. As soon as lockdown's over, I can't wait to see her on stage.
I'm very excited about it. Oh, that sounds lovely. With wraps, Mexican wraps.
Yeah, yeah. Made a little guac. You know.
Oh, you're good. That's very
good. Oh, I haven't stopped baking, Tom.
Did you make your own flatbreads?
Oh no, no! I won't go. Well,
no judgment.
I won't do that. I'm going to make a bakewell today or tomorrow.
Now you told me about this the other day, and it still hasn't happened. I see. What's going on, Susie? What's going on?
I tell you what it was, Tom. We had a banana bread in, and I am my mother's daughter, so I did think, do you know what? We ought to eat that before I start making a different
thing. You're quite right. Oh yes, I did a banana bread. Everybody did a banana bread, didn't they?
Everyone did a banana bread.
Their panic bought bananas were going on.
And then everyone didn't eat them. And we're like, they've gone all mushy. I'm going to have to make something.
There's only so much potassium you need in lockdown, isn't there?
Well, that's the thing.
I think it's an overrated mineral.
Do you? There you go. You heard it here first, guys. I'm like, voted friends.
Yeah, I've said it.
Potassium is an overrated. Well, at least you found the title for the episode.
Potassium's overrated. And what about the pink moon? Did you look at the pink moon?
Alice told me about, I must tell you what we did last night. So Alice told me about the pink moon and apparently, and then burst out laughing because apparently I just looked out of the window, shrugged and then looked back at my phone.
It's the modern way. It's the modern way. What do you want? What do you want, moon? What do you want?
Last night, Alice and I tried to shellac each other's nails.
Okay, tell us.
So for those that don't know, so I have like nail varnish on all the time because I don't like how my nails look without it, but it's always like black or dark purple or green. Anyway, it was getting to the stage where like my nail was growing, so you could see my nail growing underneath it by my nail bed. And Alice, obviously we can't go to a nail salon where we'd normally go, and Alice's nails are the same. So she spent £90 on Amazon to get everything that we would need to sort of set up a little nail station. So we were like, look, we're going to be ages. We've basically got a nail bar. Anyway, Tom.
Is it like beauty school dropout?
It was so fucking hard, honestly. just to get the nail. So the nail varnish is like this thick stuff they put on, and you've got to get it off with acetone. Okay, I was basically getting high off acetone. It's like this. It's like, you know how nail varnish smells? It's like that, like 1,000%. So we're pouring
on our nails.
They're
called technicians for a reason.
Which, you know what I mean? I'd never given them. I'm going to start calling it. When I next see her, I'm going to call her doctor. But it's. Then you have to, like, so you have to dip little bits of. So, first of all, you have to get this drill, this electric nail file. It's like, woo!
And you have to try and
get. Yeah, so it's like. So you try and get the nail varnish off with it. You try and, like, break down the nail varnish. Then you put this acetone stuff on cotton buds on your fingers and then clip them on with these little clips that go on the end of your fingers. And then you wait.
What?
And at the nail bar, you wait. They take it off. Most of the nail varnish comes off with it. Then they do a little bit more of the nail filing with the electric nail file. And your nail looks like a normal nail again. Tom, we had to do it three times for each nail. Each nail had to be done three times like that. Okay. We started off listening to the Joe Wiley show, which was great. The radio show on Radio 2. She was signing off from her 3-hour show and we still hadn't finished.
I was just thinking, how long must that take? God.
And now I just have no nail varnish on and I can just see, and my nails look dreadful. But it was, I mean, Alice and I, we're really lucky. We have a really great relationship and we very rarely have an argument. We're really, you know, we get on, we really love each other's company and we're really enjoying being together in lockdown. But, at one point we just like it was like she started saying to me like, do you know that you're doing like you're not quite doing that right? And I was like, yeah, because I'm not a nail technician. It was Honestly, oh. Like by the time we finished, we were both hysterical. I think part of it was the appetite.
Hi, I was going to say.
Hi, yeah. Hi. It was like I'd been sniffing glue, like I was a teenager. Bad day to give up sniffing glue. That's a quote from Airplane. If you haven't seen Airplane, watch Airplane while you're in lockdown. It's such a good film.
Oh, I love it so much. I need to watch it again.
Now, Tom, I was thinking after checking in on each other and telling you about my nail fiasco,
I was thinking,
we said last week that we would do a cryptic crossword.
We did, didn't we? What were we thinking? Yes.
And I thought maybe we could try and do a couple. So I've sent you one.
You sent me a cryptic one, which, as we mentioned, is the hardest, weirdest.
Yeah, but isn't that what we're trying to do?
Trying to prove that we're in some cool club.
Tom, that's our lives. Why are we pretending that's any different just because we're in lockdown?
I know. But it's so smug, isn't it? Like, I've got it. You've sent me the link. It's in front of me.
I mean, I know the first one.
Obsessive elf in film. Okay, go on. It's six Dobby. Letters. Obsessed. Who?
Dobby.
Dobby?
Dobby.
In what? Dobby?
From Harry Potter.
I've never watched Harry Potter. So there you go. Tom. I'm shit at watching things.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You need to flip it and reverse it. You have 7 hours of great film to watch.
That's a great way of looking at it. That's a great way of
looking
at it.
It's so good. Alice and I had such bad hangovers on New Year's Day this year that we had a hangover for like 2.5, 3 days, and we watched all of them. It was great.
Oh, is that your first time watching them?
No, I've seen them about 10 times. I'm a big old Harry Potter fan.
Oh, okay. I should be.
So I think that's that.
Everybody else watch it. It's like, why am I always on the... Sorry, not going to go there. Okay, obsessive elfin film, I think, is Dobby. Okay. But then isn't it sometimes... But with cryptic ones, sometimes it's... But maybe the first one is like, not this, but isn't cryptic ones like... Like it's supposed to be like, oh, but if it says elf, that actually means flea, because it's a switch around, or elf means something else that's three letters. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, thanks for ruining it.
No, we're going to put Dobby in. We'll put Dobby Great. In. Dobbie.
Yeah. So then the next one, domestic servant needed for main sight.
There you go. Domestic servant needed for main sight. But then it'll be like four means it's like got some spell in it. Like it'll be something. It'll be something. What do you think it is?
I've got absolutely no idea, Tom.
That's you see, and that's the thing with cryptic crosswords. Domestic needed for main site four and four. Domestic servant like footman.
Oh yeah, okay. Or
housekeeper. Thinking Downton Abbey.
That's the thing. And again, see, I didn't watch that.
Did you not? I didn't
watch
it.
No, I missed out on all of that.
I didn't watch it all. I just saw bits of it.
I do love Maggie Smith, though. She's great, isn't she?
She's great in it. It's sort of comfort viewing, really. You know, a kind of House of Elliot version of the world.
Again, I love that. It's old.
There's loads of... How can you watch everything? I haven't seen Tiger King yet, so...
That's... we had to stop watching it because it made Alice sad.
Oh, it makes you sad? Oh, I
Well, no, Alice just started going, this is madness. These people vote.
Oh, right. Yeah. We can all fall into that.
Nine across. Pub on fire. That's a dark start. Engulfing end of kitchen where food's served.
Pub on fire. Engulfing end of kitchen where food is served. Isn't that the kitchen pass where food is served?
Oh, is it? But why would that be pub on fire?
Then it's like names for pubs are like the King's Head.
Right. Okay, that might be right.
The coat of arms, something like that. Something arms. Engulfing pub on fire engulf. If there's a verb, I think that means like you have to take that out of the sentence. It's
this is so confusing. I don't understand anything.
It's so that's what I mean. They're like a quick fire way to just like spiral into like what am I?
Okay, and do you know what, Tom? I've just found out what the obsessive elf in film is.
What?
And it's not Dobby.
What? Well, tell us what it is, and then we'll...
It's phobic. I don't know how. How is it phobic?
That's what I mean.
How is it? I don't understand how it's phobic. Look at me being like, oh, do you know what?
I mean. I don't know if this is right, but it'll be like elf means to flip something. So, because elves are like tricksters. So an elf will flip obsessive. What's the opposite of obsessive? Phobic. That it'll be something like that. And film, it'll be like fur is the same fur as in fur. It's like, who are these people who get this?
This is mad. You know that you can reveal them on this website.
I just saw that button.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, I can't begin to tell you how long this podcast would have to be for us to do this.
It would literally be to the end of the lockdown.
I mean,
they're still going.
Does anyone want to know what domestic servant needed for main citers?
I want to know just to see how like far out it is.
Homepage.
Oh, I get it. Page.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I get
domestic,
it.
Home.
Okay.
Servant, page.
Right, okay. Pub on fire. Engulfing end of kitchen where food's served.
Five and three.
I can't eat. I don't even understand this. Snack bar.
Oh, a bar where food is
served?
Yeah,
well, I get bar and snack for kitchen. But, I mean, do you know what?
Snack bar, but why on fire? That's what I don't... Pub on fire.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Snack bar, but I mean, there's nothing to do with fire. Pub on fire. Somebody listening to this will be like, it's obvious if you know how. And it's just like a new way of laterally thinking about things. But you'll notice my volume has gone up in anger because when I was a child, Sally from Sally and Roger, who we used to go on holiday with sometimes, I think she was able to do cryptic crosswords sometimes. And also she'd often challenge me on political discourse. This was when I was like 9 years old. And she'd make a statement and then I'd go off swimming in the sea and playing and then I'd come back and I'd refute the claim. It was a very interesting time, very stimulating childhood I had.
Yeah, it sounds it.
It does. I mean, it sounds like I had some sort of Evelyn Waugh experience of childhood. It wasn't as in-depth as that. But let's just say I wasn't very good at playing with the other children, like my brother was. My brother would be like make friends within like 1 second. We'd get off the plane in Spain and he'd be like, oh, we have like 8 friends and they'd all be playing some game in the corner. Whereas I'd be like, obviously, alphabetizing the luggage, something ridiculous.
being a perfect homepage.
Being a perfect homepage. But she got me to, and she showed me these ones and I was like, what the F is this?
I mean, yeah,
snack bar. I'm still trying, but it'll bother me all day. Like, why snack bar is pub on fire? This is the Guardian cryptic crossword. If anybody wants to play along, domestic servant needed for main site. Pub on fire, engulfing end of kitchen where food is served. So I don't know how snack becomes pub on fire.
No idea.
Oh, imagine being good at this. But then, if I was good, I'd be like, oh. Only idiots are good at this. What's the use of this skill? Do you know what I mean? That's the mood I'm in.
That's where you're at today.
That's where I'm at today, and it won't be forever.
That's okay.
Have I brought the mood down, Suze?
No, never. What about this one? Bloody female constantly making complaint.
God, whatever I say, there's going to cause offence, isn't it? Bloody, what do you think it is?
Well, I found out, so I would love to pretend that I'd worked it out myself, but I just know that any listener that's been listening to us for more than 10 minutes would have been able to work it out. They'd be like, I think Susie's cheating.
I think bloody female, I think, is it something to do with Queen Mary? Because wasn't she described as like Bloody Mary or something?
Yeah, she was, but I I don't think it's related.
It doesn't fit there.
Constantly making complaint is quite important.
Constantly making complaint.
I think complaint as in an illness.
Okay. Like a condition, like a or a.
I didn't think bloody female. Is this great podcasting, do you think?
I don't mind.
We've never won a poddy, and is this why? Never been in Pod Bible, never been in a
newspaper. Never been in any of those lists.
Never been listed in a newspaper of one to listen to, but 5 years on, here we are.
Do you know the thing is because we took a break. We were too busy. We took a break when all that stuff was kicking off and suddenly everybody had a podcast then.
Yeah. I think we were sort of around for some of it. But you know, listen.
Yeah. Listen. We do it for our listeners, and maybe ourselves as well.
Right.
So, what is the answer to that? I feel like anything I say there is going to sound impolite. So, what is it?
It's scarlet fever.
Oh,
that one makes sense to me.
Yeah. Constantly making complaint. I think it's like you say. It's the constantly making. Like people who know how to do this would know that. I think that would be like. That's pointing you towards the complaint word. Like you said, it's important, like constantly making complaint. Like that's, so look at what the sentence is sort of doing. It's hard.
There must be a list somewhere where someone says, this is what all of these things mean.
Oh, and then there are anagrams. This is anagram helper at the bottom. There are anagrams in it as well. So I bet like one of them has got like a sort of... confused David is like Vidav or something. Like,
pardon, could you say that again? That could be Vidav.
That could be Vidav.
Vivid.
Vidav or something. Like if it says like confused or muddled or that's like pointing you towards like there's the next word is an anagram, I think.
Oh, see, I'm learning, Tom. I'm constantly learning.
Well, I mean, I am. I think I've just. You kind of bluffed my way through saying Sally from Sally and Roger once showed me how to do this on the beach at Javier in Spain in about 1998. And I've been trying to do them ever since.
All right, Tom, we get it. You went to Javier before it was cool.
I was telling you about this the other day.
Yeah.
Because Roger from Sally and Roger built apartments in Javier because his family were developers and we got to go. And
That's so nice.
It was before it was quite the resort that it is now.
Very exciting.
Have you been to Javier?
No, I haven't.
Denia?
No.
Lovely
as in tights.
Lovely tights. It's all up that. It's a bit further. If you go past Benidorm and keep going, it's all up there in Spain. It's nice, though. Nice.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know, Sally had been to like the glamorous places like Marbella. We'd never been there. Have you been to Marbella?
My mum's been. I haven't.
Apparently, it's very glamorous.
Apparently, it is. Maybe we should do that, Tom, after lockdown.
Oh, I'd love to go to Marbella.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
I know someone that owns a pub there, so you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it a British pub?
Yeah, well, I know someone that like runs the Lineker's bar, and she has done for years. She opens lots of pubs for the...
The Lineker brand?
The Lineker's, is it Wayne? Brother?
I'm not sure,
But listen, I don't know this.
Joel Domitsby.
Of course.
He went in Ibiza as well. I didn't.
I've also been to Ibiza.
Did you go to the Lineker's one?
No. It's not, I wouldn't feel comfortable there, I don't think. It's like it's the kind of girls that make me very stressed to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Not because I'm attracted to them, more because I feel like I'm pretending to be a woman because they're so overly girly. And they when they like all scream when they see each other, or they like make each other do shots, or they're like, do you know what I mean? Or they're like,
yeah.
Do you know the girls I mean? They all have tans.
Oh yeah.
Boobs. and they're very confident. And when I'm around those girls, I just feel like I'm pathetic and should go away.
Oh, Susan, never go there. I feel like I'm there. That's the mood I'm describing. That's the mood I'm in. I'm at Lineker's bar and I'm feeling out of place there. That's how you've epitomised it perfectly.
Okay, well, listen, post lockdown, me and you, we're going to go to Lineker's bar and we're going to be surprised how much we fit in.
We'll probably actually find that people are really nice. Isn't that the thing, though, as well?
Yeah, almost certainly.
That's how cruel our mind is. It's like, well, everybody would just scoff at you and hate you, and actually in reality they're like, oh, hi, nice to see you. You look great. You're absolutely perfect as you are. And it's like,
yeah,
no.
You're so right. It'd be so just, quick to be like...
but that's what I found sometimes anyway. I go like, I found it in certain... gay establishments at certain times. I've been like, well, everybody here knows how to chat people up and knows how to have a boyfriend. And then you talk to someone and they're like, oh yeah, I'm just like that too. I feel the same. I feel really out. I feel really nervous and outsidery. I'm like, oh, so I can't even have that narrative. I see. Oh yeah. And maybe it's the pink moon. It's probably the pink
maybe
moon. It's drawing all the, imagine being a gay werewolf. Oh. maybe it's calling us, or it's calling all the LGBTQ pluses out, but we can't go out. Maybe
is that what it is? Do you think?
How we're howling at the window? Yeah,
I mean, we're always howling at the window, aren't we?
We're howling. Screaming, I think, is the term people tend to.
Oh, use. That's it. That's right. Right. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Like Minded Friends, dear listener.
No, dear. I'm sorry, I've been a bit of a downer. I hope it's been...
No, you haven't. Stop. See, now you're doing that thing where you're saying, oh, I'm being a downer. Just be like, oh, this is fine.
So I am. This is who I am.
How
today.
I am today.
I'm just feeling this today. They're just feelings. They're not me.
They're just feelings.
I've been reading a book on codependency, which I had as an audiobook, but I kept falling asleep during, so I never got all the chapters finished.
Right.
So now I'm trying to go back and read it properly.
Also, great if people are having trouble sleeping. Maybe try that.
Yeah, maybe try listening to a... audiobook on codependency. It's quite difficult because at first it suggests that you're only codependent if you've lived with like quite if you've like been married to an alcoholic who's very extreme, whereas actually I think it's not about that when you get into the book. But anyway, codependent no more.
I think you should go and sit in the garden and enjoy the sunshine and read your book and have a nice coffee.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
And, and don't be too hard on yourself.
Well, Suze, you're the best. Thank you.
You're the best. Right, until next time, like-minded friends, we hope that you're doing okay and that you're coping in this strange time. And we hope that our little podcast has given you a chuckle and maybe a new desire to get into cryptic crosswords. let us know. As ever, we're both at Tom Indeed and at Susie Ruffle. We're both also on Instagram if you want to get in touch. We also have an email address if you wanted to get in touch with us on that. It's chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com. And yeah, if you have a look online, you can see what we're up to in lockdown. Maybe that'll give you a smile. Tom's doing a very funny
locked in with Tom Allen. And
it's very
Susie.
Funny.
You have your fabulous new podcast, The Coming Out.
Yes, I do have that. It's called Out with Susie Ruffle, if you'd like to give that a listen. Lots of people are really enjoying it. I'm getting some lovely feedback. So
I bet.
Maybe you'd fancy that. We've got a new episode coming out on Monday with Baroness Ruth Hunt, ex-CEO of Stonewall. So that's a really interesting chat that I think people will enjoy.
That's going
to
be
brilliant. So maybe people enjoy that. But yeah, that's it from us. Look after yourselves.
You look after yourselves and do what Susie says. Make yourself a nice drink. That's what you're going to do after this. You're going to make yourself a nice drink, sit in a nice place, and you're going to, if you look at your phone, I think you're only allowed to look at things that make you happy. So like
good
Pinterest.
One.
Pinterest is good for dreaming, or maybe a nice, like you say, like a nice film, or a nice
Or Zoopla, because then you can do what I do, which is look at the houses you'd like to spend Christmas in.
A lovely game. Where will we spend Christmas? A lovely Christmas. Oh, that's a good game. Or watch a nice episode of a nice sitcom. Or
Bake Off.
Or a nice cooking program. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that always cheers me up.
Me
yeah,
too. Me too.
Do that, everybody. Do that. Nice. Give yourself a nice hug. You're allowed.
Absolutely. Right. Tom,
right.
I'll speak to you next week.
You
look after
before,
yourself as well, darling.
You too, hon. You too.
And I'll speak to you later.
I'll speak to you soon. All right.
Okay,
bye for now, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.